Let's talk a little NFL football. We like to do this on Thursdays because the week is about to begin. It's the Bills and Patriots tonight. Are either of these teams in the top or bottom five? Patriots at one point were in the bottom five. It is top five, bottom five here in the NFL. Should we start with the worst five, Victoria?
Number five.
Let's do it.
Five.
All right. Number 28. You are not. Actually, I'm going to start with number 32 because okay. We all know who the worst team in the league is, and that is the Houston Texans.
Yikes, yeah.
They are horrific. What are they, 1-9-1?
I believe so, yes.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They are bad. All right, we don't have to say anything about it. I feel you, Lovey Smith. It's tough for you to get that opportunity because you're probably not going to be around when they're good, because that's just the way it works for people like Lovey Smith. All right, next, number four. Number 31.
Yeah.
The Denver Broncos.
Oof.
Do not. I provide this as a public service announcement. Do not look directly at the Denver Broncos when they are on offense.
Yeah.
They will turn you to stone. They are awful. Part of that, I guess, is injury. They've lost basically all of their good players. The two running backs that started the season for them, that they were talking about, oh my gosh, we've got Javonte Williams, we've got Melvin Gordon. These guys, they could each get 1,000 yards. Williams is out for the year with an ACL injury. Yes, he was on my fantasy team.
Of course.
They cut Gordon because he kept fumbling the ball. So they're to the next guy. Russell Wilson, the quarterback, has been awful.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Jeudy, their star wide receiver, hurt again.
Wow.
So, yeah, nothing has gone well for Denver.
No.
Therefore, they're bad. Number 31. Next.
Number three.
Or three.
Speaking of injuries, the Los Angeles Rams.
I know. I was shocked that their season just keeps getting progressively worse.
And here's the worst part. They do not have a first-round pick.
No.
Right? They don't. They have one next year. They do not have one this year because the Rams have traded their first-round pick a lot of late to get established players, which helped them win a Super Bowl. You'll always trade a Super Bowl for a draft pick.
Sure.
Always. Gosh, you trade three draft picks for winning a Super Bowl. But the Rams are bad. Matthew Stafford's hurt. He's not playing. The offensive line has been decimated. So, yeah, the Rams are the third worst team in the league. Next.
Number two.
The New Orleans Saints. I can't decide who they miss more. Do they miss competent play at quarterback? Or do they miss Sean Payton disguising their offense in spite of horrible quarterback play? They weren't even getting amazing quarterback play in the last couple of years of Drew Brees.
Yeah. That's a good question.
So, they're not good.
No.
They are really, really bad. I don't know what's going to happen to the Dennis Allen has been the longtime defensive coordinator, and it hasn't worked out.
No.
I have no idea. I mean, maybe this is probably not Allen's fault. It's just that they don't have the personnel. I thought they were going to be a sneaky pick to win that division.
I know.
Although, can I just point out, they're only a game and a half out.
They're
4-8, and the Buccaneers are 5-6.
NFC South.
And they are the leaders of the NFC, the anti-NFC West. Uh-huh. This was actually brought up to somebody where Trey Wingo, who couldn't be with us today, commented that the AFC West isn't the division we thought it was going to be. It clearly isn't.
Right.
And he said, yes, then games started to be played.
Yeah.
So the NFC East right now, do you realize that all four teams in the NFC East are in the playoffs?
Wow. They are.
Washington holds the 7th seed.
Wow.
Right now in the NFC playoffs.
Which I'm surprised, too, because the way they started their season off didn't look promising.
Nope. I don't think they're all that good.
No.
But they have played, for the most part, mistake-free football of late. Or they have at least limited the damage from any mistakes that they've made. So they're 7-5.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 10 wins is going to be a playoff spot in the NFC.
This is crazy.
They could get to that. They could get to 10-7. I don't. There's no doubt about it. All right, number 5. So this is number 28.
Number 1.
Yeah.
Whatever, number 1. The Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it was going to be them or the Bears.
No, see, the Bears are interesting at least.
I know.
The Cardinals are not interesting.
They try.
See, the Bears have serious personnel issues.
They do.
As great as Justin Fields has been playing, and he has been playing great,
mm-hmm.
they can't figure out how to win.
No.
But that's all right. They're probably not designed to win yet. So that's okay. They are establishing something with Fields, who needs to learn how to stay healthy. So they're using him like a battering ram.
Mm-hmm.
They're essentially, they've installed, and this is something that all teams should do with young quarterbacks who come from systems that ask them to run. You have to do that in the NFL. Now, the Bears have probably taken that to an extreme.
Mm-hmm.
So they are really using Fields in the run game. He is the feature in the run game, which probably isn't a smart thing to do. But he's been so good at moving the offense that they're just letting him go. Hey,
yeah.
Go do it. But he's hurt. He's got a separated shoulder. He didn't play last week when the Bears played the Jets. And I have no idea if he's going to play this week or not against the Packers. But I think the Bears have been at least interesting. Mm-hmm. And there's some hope there. So they were certainly in the running.
Yes.
But I was surprised. By the way, the Cardinals... I have enjoyed watching the Cardinals kind of meltdown.
I know.
The whole offseason with Kyler Murray and the clause in the contract, you were going to have to actually have to do film study at home.
Yeah.
Like, why did you make this public?
So dumb.
So the whole thing was disrespectful, but disrespectful for a reason.
Uh-huh.
And none of it's worked.
Now look at him.
And, yeah, they're a mess. And I think Kyler Murray is a tremendous athlete that I just don't believe you can win with at quarterback. Yeah. I've never been a Kyler Murray guy. He is fun to watch. So if all you're looking at is entertainment, and that's fair, Kyler Murray is a show. But I don't think he's ultimately going to help you win. And the head coach isn't very good.
No.
He's probably a good offensive coordinator. But I wouldn't use him as my head coach. Anyway, I was surprised that you didn't think that the Carolina Panthers would be in the bottom
five. I know. I was a change of pace here. I just thought maybe because it's a bye week, so you thought you'd give them a break.
No. there's been some hope.
I know.
Not that they're going to be good, because they're not good.
No.
But there's been a little stability, so... And maybe it's just because I like Steve Wilkes.
Well, I was going to say, Steve has brought a little extra life, a little oomph to the field.
Yeah, so I don't have them in my bottom five.
Yeah. It's nice to be out of it.
That is a change of pace right there. All right. Here are the top five. We'll go 5-1.
Okay.
Number 5.
The Miami Dolphins are number 5. And I realized that there are, like, we talked to Will about this on Monday, and I asked him for his top 5. And he had the San Francisco 49ers, like, at number 3.
Oh,
and I thought, well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have them in my top 5 because their offense is questionable.
Oh, okay.
We don't know what their offense is going to be in a given week.
That's true.
The Jimmy Garoppolo experience.
Very true.
The players around Jimmy Garoppolo, McCaffrey, Debo Samuel is coming back from injury eventually. And he hasn't played, hasn't been that effective. He's not even playing, so hopefully he'll be back and getting into the mix. But they have Kittle and obviously CMC. They have enough there where if Garoppolo is good, well, they could be great.
Right.
But we just don't know what you're getting.
Yeah.
And I realized, they shut out New Orleans, but they only scored 13 points, and New Orleans isn't that good.
Yeah.
So I have Miami at number 5 with Tua Tagovailoa. And I don't... Quarterback wins is not a stat, okay? I am not using this to praise Tua. I am saying that with Tua starting, they are 8-1.
Yeah.
That's he's significant.
Key. Yeah, he's key.
He's having a great year. I don't know if he's great, but he is having a great year.
Yeah.
So, it's worth pointing that out. Miami, they've got great personnel. Tyreek Hill has been awesome for them. if they get some of their, I think Raheem Mostert's supposed to be healthy enough to play this week. Miami is playing San Francisco. So it's a return of sorts for Mostert. Mike McDaniel was their offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
So it is a whole bunch of, hey, how you been?
Uh-huh.
But Miami's really good.
Yeah.
They are right now in first place in the AFC East, and that's been a pretty good division. I think New England is a capable team because they have a great defense. And right now, they are just one game out of a playoff spot.
Yeah.
Number four. The Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. I was curious what number four was going to be. I think I have your top four, but I was curious.
Yes. The order has changed.
Yeah.
The order has changed. Uh-huh. Dallas is number four, but they could easily win a Super Bowl. Their defense is that good.
Yeah.
I think they have the second best quarterback in the division, but that's okay. Dak is good enough. I think you can win a Super Bowl with Dak. I don't think Dak is great. I've never thought Dak was great.
Yeah.
Which is what really bothered me about what Dallas was doing, is that you have to be able to read the future, and the longer you wait to pay your quarterback, the more it's going to cost you. But they also don't think Dak is great, which is why they didn't want to pay him. But they should have paid him what he asked for then,
mm-hmm.
because now it would look like, oh, that's sensible.
Yes.
Don't wait.
Hindsight.
Don't wait. In any sport, don't wait. Mm-mm. It costs you money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number 3.
Number 3.
The Buffalo Bills.
Okay, I was waiting for it. Oh, well, I'm surprised. Okay.
The last time we did this, I always had them at number 1.
Yeah.
But they're a little too inconsistent for a lot of reasons. I am not in any way put off by Josh Allen's interceptions. Uh-uh. No. Nope. This ain't new. This is not a new thing.
No.
Josh Allen is awesome. Awesome. He's the reason they win. I wouldn't even say he's the reason they lose. He has to do a lot of things for them to win.
He does.
So I have Buffalo right now at number 3, really, because you just don't know what you're going to get offensively. Next.
Number 2.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Peloton's best offer of the season is here. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike, bike plus, or tread. Choose from a variety of accessories, like our cycling shoes, a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. This limited-time offer ends November 28th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer starts November 14th and ends November 28th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Ring in the holiday with gifts, decor, and more at Lowe's. Save on top DeWalt gifts this holiday, like the 20-volt max brushless 2-tool drill kit. Was $229, now $149. And choose a DeWalt 20-volt max brushless drill or impact driver kit. Both are $99 for a limited time. Browse online, then come join the holiday excitement in-store. Start your holiday shopping now at Lowe's. Valid through 2/1/23.
Kansas City is an interesting case for me because I was having the conversation with my wife about why are they so good all the time?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, they have a lot of stability at play. Wait a second, they don't.
I know.
Like, who's the running back? Does anybody know who the running back is? Because Clyde Edwards-Helaire is hurt again. So we don't know who the running back is. The wide receiver is like, wait a second.
Yeah.
They're all new. It is Travis Kelce. It is Patrick Mahomes. It is Andy Reid.
Yep.
Defensively, they're better. I don't know that they're great. They have some great players. Chris Jones is a great player. And they've got other players that are really good too. But the reason why the Chiefs are this good is because Andy Reid is the second best coach in the Bill Belichick era.
He is.
As much as I love Mike Tomlin, Andy Reid is just next level great. He is historically great as an NFL head coach. He only has one Super Bowl. Okay.
Yeah. And?
All right. He only has one Super Bowl, but he is historically great as an NFL head coach. That's the reason why Kansas City's still up here. And number one.
Number one.
Gets you every time.
I do. I laugh every time when our old friend Alan Campbell's voice shows up. I apologize. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, duh. Yeah.
A team that can beat you every single way you ask.
Yep.
Can you run it down our throats? Yes. All right, if we stack the box, can you throw it over us? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Can we beat you with defense? Yes. Can we beat you with special teams? Yes. They're awesome.
Yeah.
The only thing we'll need, they are a little banged up. Tight end is a problem, right? The only question I have about Philadelphia is the regular season and the playoffs are different.
They are.
But I am fascinated by what this team can do. I think Jalen Hurts, and you could see it happening last year, Hurts is super smart. So smart. And this is where being coached by Nick Saban, and then for 1 year, Lincoln Riley, this is where being coached by Nick Saban creates winners. They understand what it takes on a day-in, day-out basis to be a pro. That doesn't mean that Alabama was a fun experience. I'm not saying it wasn't, but it really is a business. When you are a player at Alabama, that is like being a player in the NFL, the way they approach everything. And Hurts was there for a long time, and they won a lot. Then he lost his gig to Tua Tagovailoa, and then he backed up, and then he went to Oklahoma, and he learned how to be in a pure passing offense. But he is a multidimensional player, and he's super smart, and he is tough as hell.
Yeah. And that he's fun to watch.
That whole team is fun to watch.
Yes.
And we mocked Nick Sirianni. We sat here and mocked Nick Sirianni for his rocks, paper, scissors garbage when he got hired. And it should have been mocked, but boy is he good, and boy is that team good. So Eagles fans, I know Phillies didn't win the World Series. The Sixers a little bit of a train wreck. The Flyers fell on hard times already this year. But you might have something in the Eagles.
Peloton's best offer of the season is here. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Choose from a variety of accessories, like our cycling shoes, a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. This limited-time offer ends November 28th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer starts November 14th and ends November 28th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.